Hello and welcome to You Only Live Twice, again with just Courtney because Scott is at work. Not that I'm not working, but I get to be at home again today, so I love it. I had to go to work and actually go to the office for about 4 weeks straight, and that includes flying and being there, so it's like I can't even do anything around the house at home whenever I get back. And although some people might think, oh, well, that's a great break. No, I like being in my home and in my bubble. And yeah, it's good to be back. So it is just me today because he is at work, but I still wanted to get one recorded. So in honor of it being Halloween, I'm dressing up as a cliche this week. And we're going to talk about fear. And before you turn it off, remember that I'm a little bit different, so maybe me talking about fear could be interesting. This is also going to be a little bit of a shorter one. I also say that thinking that it's going to be short, but half the time I think that and then it ends up being a lot longer. But that is the goal. So basically in life, there is a lot of fear that you can have. There is fear of going to school. So your first day of school all the way up to your first day of college. Your first job interview, your first date after a divorce. Very fearful. Things like having a baby. The amount of dreams and nightmares and fear and anxiety I had over that, so bad. Your first time driving a car. The first time taking a job that somebody chose you for because they thought you were qualified, but you had imposter syndrome, so you were fearful of if you could do the job and or do it well. The fear of asking for a raise. The fear of being accepted and having new friends, especially if you're moving somewhere new. Fear of being able to trust again, going back to that divorce, or even just if something happened with friends. So there's a million more things that I could say you're afraid of, right? And I basically feel that as I grew up, if there was something that I wasn't afraid of, let's say it was just a good day, my mind would go, hey, you know what? I bet there's something to be afraid of today or have anxiety over. And my brain would just make something up. It would completely make something up because that's the way it was programmed to just think of things. And the funny thing is whenever I think about things that I have been afraid of and what's actually happened, the times that things actually happened, for the most part, 9 times out of 10, were things that came out of nowhere that I wasn't even worried about. So, for example, with my ex-husband that I completely trusted with everything in the world, he was in the military, he'd go to military schools for 3 months at a time, he'd be deployed for a year at a time, around lots of different people, wouldn't be able to see him. I never once was concerned that something would ever go on or that I shouldn't trust him or that we weren't going to be together forever. I had such trust there. And then we got divorced. So no fear or anxiety there, but we got divorced kind of out of nowhere. Another time, literally driving across the street from my old work or to my old work, it was less than a mile, which I know the stats now where they say majority of accidents happen within like, 2 miles of your house or something? I don't know. But I worked almost right across the street from my subdivision. Had the worst accident I've ever had where I was rear-ended by somebody who fell asleep and totaled the car. So that one, I had no fear before that. I thought, I can drive there. Do I get scared driving on long like business trips or vacations? Yeah. Driving to work less than a mile? Nope, hadn't crossed my mind. And then one of the really dumb ones, last year, I was not scared or anxiety ridden about walking in my house. But yet, when I was walking in my living room, I walked right into the ottoman and broke my foot. And it's still not right, almost a year later. Was I fearful of that? Nope, didn't even cross my mind. So basically, things that I was fearful of, more often than not, never came to fruition or never had all the issues. All the what-ifs didn't help. the things that I wouldn't even think about, those were the ones that were actually the kickers. So going through therapy, because I was late to the therapy game, but I've been doing this for quite a few years now. From what I've understood from my people, is fear and anxiety is kind of your body protecting you. So I do internal family therapy with my people. I don't know if you know what that is. I am definitely not probably the best person to even explain it. But basically, it takes your body and the different traumas or other things that your body holds, and your body with fear and anxiety can have feelings that protect you from things. So it could be like my 10-year-old self who's protecting me from thinking that friends aren't going to like me, or putting that in my mind because they think that they're protecting me because something's happened in the past. However, they don't really need to do that. So I highly recommend internal family therapy. Again, I am not a therapist. I don't even play one on TV. To my friends, I do. But that's another thing. And we all know to take everything that I say with a grain of salt. But it's really helped to try to reframe how I see fear and anxiety whenever it shows up in my body. And another way to reframe it, if you don't want to go to therapy or just not the same kind, is think about this. If you don't have fear, you aren't growing, I don't feel. Because if you have zero fear at all, you're just basically staying in the same spot, never taking chances, never changing. And there's a quote that I know I've seen a million times, and I wanted to look up her name just to make sure that I gave her credit. And of course, my scribbles of her last name, I will probably have to put in the show notes of what it is. But there's the quote of, "Your new life is going to cost you your old one." And it's, I believe, Brianna West. It's Brianna something with the W. And again, I'll put it in the notes. But it sounds pretty intense, right? Like, because the way that I take it, because I'm a little extreme, is you essentially have to get rid of your old self to be your new one, which means like you're killing your old self. And hey, it's Halloween, so it goes with the theme, right? But you don't want to hear that you're killing your old self, because you might love everything about yourself today, but you don't realize who you could be in the future because of fear. So I started thinking back to how many selves, I don't know if that's the right way to say it, have I had? And basically, I feel like I'm on version number 8 of myself, which means in essence that I've killed, if you will, 7 other Courtneys. So, you know, from adolescence, once I got into high school, that was a new Courtney. Going to college, that was definitely a new Courtney. When I lived in Florida, Ohio with my first new jobs and out on my own, new Courtney as a whole. Then there's career and marriage Courtney. That was a very different person. Then even though I still had the career and marriage, once I became a mom, that was a different me. Then toxic work Courtney was very different in every single way, shape, and form. Then getting out of that, so getting out of the toxic work and divorce combined, other Courtney. And then where I am today, I don't know what I would call myself today. You can send me a note what you think I would be called today. And I'll take nice and not nice names. That's fine. But yeah, so this is the 8th Courtney. So I have gotten rid of my old self to continue to grow. And a lot of times the growth really sucked and it really hurt. But I am where I am today and wouldn't change it for the world. So the difference between fear, or rather the difference between embracing fear and being reckless, are two very different things. So being reckless, remember, you have bills, you have a family. It might not be a family that you're in charge of paying for, but you have a family or friends or some kind of unit that cares about you that you have to think about. So if you're a mom, you might be, oh, I'm fearful to run off to Europe for a year and find myself. Yeah, you can't do that. Okay, I guess I shouldn't say you can't. I feel like it would probably be very heavily frowned upon. Okay, so maybe you can, and I fully support that. Happy for you. But it's important to realize the difference between being fearful of something and just being reckless. So instead of focusing on the fear in order to not be reckless, I say control what you can control. So with that, first one would be savings. Get some kind of savings together. So this might be for whenever you want to confront your boss that you're not a big fan of, or confront your current boyfriend or living situation, your roommates. Just always making sure that you have savings. That's something that you can control. Or if you don't have any savings today, it's looking for a way to make extra money on the side somehow. I don't recommend feedfinder.com. I know that's a thing. But hey, there are so many avenues that I feel like there is no excuse that somebody can't have money on the side to have a little nest egg. So you can control your savings to a degree. You can also control your conversations. So I can't tell you the amount of people who are just so scared to bring up something that they think might be going on, or they think that they could get this new position or this raise, but they're afraid to, or they think that something's going on in their friend group. And instead of addressing it, they just let it fester. And then that festers more. And before you know it, it's spread everywhere. That's a great visualization, right? I can't say that word, obviously. But honestly, you just got to nip it in the bud. So you can control your conversations. Now, you might not like what the answer is, but not having it will cause you more fear and more anxiety over the long run. And that is not good for your health or those around you. I'd say, especially if you have kids, there are things that I would put off and would just make me sick in my stomach. And if I had just nipped it in the bud and gotten the conversation over with, it would have been a lot easier. So have the conversation. Don't let it fester. I know, easier said than done, but I've done it multiple times now and just rip off the band-aid. Another thing would be to research. So if there's something that you're fearful of and you think you might want to do, or you think might be going on, or do your research. Now, girls, I'm not saying to go be the normal stalkers and sleuths that we are. Okay, stalker's a harsh word, but let's be honest, that's kind of what it is. And get on people's Instagram accounts and things like that, because that can take you down a rabbit hole. Another thing that is bad to research is if you're scared about something with your health and medical, just go to the doctor on that one, okay? Do not go on Google and WebMD and do your own research, because if that's the case, you will most definitely by the end think that you are dying, that you have 2 weeks left to live, and that's not going to be a good thing either. So if it's something medical, please just go to the doctor. But for a lot of things, do your research. So if you think you might want to do a new job, or you think you might want to move somewhere, or you think, I don't know, there's a whole bunch of things, but the amount of research you can do now compared to 10, 15 years ago, you can find anything on the internet. You don't even have to go to the library. I remember when I would be excited to go to the library and check out books. There was, you know, so-and-so for dummies, or I could get out different magazines and try to learn things. You don't have to leave your house to research. You can even research stuff and clear your history, and no one even knows that you were looking up on what does it take to become an attorney at the age of 45 or whatever it is. Again, not necessarily telling you that you should get into the rhythm of always clearing your history, because that seems kind of sketchy, but you can do it and nobody has to know but yourself. So research, you can control what you can control. Another one, get a support system. This can be only one person, because I'll be honest, like I mentioned before, I have trust issues, and most of my support system is via text, obviously, other than Scott. Scott is a support system. My kids are a support system, but Most of my support system is all across the United States. They're in Dallas, they're in California, they're in Pennsylvania, they're in Florida, they're in Delaware. They are all over. But if I am fearful of something, I can reach out to them and they will at least be my sounding board. They don't even have to give me their thoughts, just somebody there to listen to so I don't live in my head. That is huge. So if you have a support system, it just makes you feel that much better knowing that somebody has your back. And if you would take that leap, then they're there to support you regardless, because your support system are not the fake friends that I mentioned in the prior, I think it was 2 episodes ago. Your support system are your true ride or die friends. The ones that, let's face it, they know more than most people should know about you. And if they ever wanted to, they probably could take you down. So your support system is huge. And I'll be honest, at one point, whenever I was probably most fearful in my life, it was when I had so much fear that I had kind of just put myself on an island all by myself. I had pushed people away, even some of my family, friends. A lot of it was due to my relationship and kind of how it was, but I did not have that support system. So I highly recommend that you have that. Lastly, you need to live your life. So, I know, easier said than done. Maybe a second costume for today is I can dress up as a hypocrite. maybe I'm that every day. But do as I say, not as I do all the time. But you need to live your life even if you are scared. So maybe there's things that you're not sure about, but live your life. Do what you can. Be there with your kids. Be there with your family. Be there for the job that you're at today. Go and do the fun things. Just because you are scared of something, you still need to live your life. You can't put your life on hold because you are fearful. Now, are there maybe some things, depending on what you're fearful of, that you might need to alter, especially if it's medical? Yeah, you need to listen to that. But live your life. If you don't live your life and you always live your life for fear, you will never get to do half the things, and that's even being generous, that you should do in this life. You need to live it and embrace it, because you only live twice, but even in your first life, you have to embrace it. And I guess maybe I should say you only live 8 times, since I said there's 8 different Courtneys that I've identified, but I'm talking about the actual living being. You only live twice, but you only live twice. And you don't want to think that you missed the chance to truly live your life just because you were scared or you were worried about something. So live your life, be as happy as you can, control what you can control. Please share this with somebody that you think this would help. It's not even 20 minutes, it's 18 minutes. It's 18 minutes. So, okay, longer than the 15 minutes I was hoping for, but it's still pretty short. So share. Remember, I don't have any annoying ads. There's nothing that you have to listen to that's not just me and my voice that I have trouble listening back to. And I appreciate it. Thank you guys. Talk to you next time.